looking at today is approval for this so that we can get these. I guess we do need a signature here from the commission chair as well, but once we have the approval, we can get these recorded and then move forward with that project.
Okay.
I would make the motion that we approve the trail easement agreement with USU as presented.
Any further comments, questions, concerns? Okay, call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye.
And I would like to say USU was great to work with on this. They didn't charge us anything for the easement. They're excited to have the trail on their property, and they see it as a very good thing for the community, so they were glad to do it. So yeah, appreciate all their help with it.
Also, I believe they're excited about connecting to the campus there, to the buildings and the future development on the campus through this trail.
So. Yeah, so it'll be good. Okay, next
one. Don't move, you got the next three.
Yeah. Okay, the next one is a construction license agreement with UDOT. Let me make sure I got the right one here. Okay. So what this, all of these have to do with the Service Canal Trail that we're working with UDOT and the Utah Trail Network to get built. This is an agreement with UDOT that essentially allows them to work within our easements to build the trail. And we're stating that we have obtained all of the easements that we need and that everything's ready to go for UDOT to get in there and to build the trail for us. And so part of this is the, it's a pretty long document, but it's because it's all the easements. We have to give them a copy of all the easements that we have. So so right now we have four different easements with different individuals. So you have USU, Terra Academy, Mitch Phillips, and the Bureau of Reclamation. The rest of the trail is either on county property or within the city's right-of-way for the road along Aggie Boulevard. So, this agreement just authorizes UDOT to use the county's easements to construct the trail.
Anderson, can we do all of these with just one, since they're all the same document, just one different entity?
I believe there are different entities involved. So
the next one is with UDOT as well, and then the other one is actually with Vernal City.
So the next two you could, and then the other one.
Okay. You want me to do the next one then, with the one with UDOT?
Do eight, please.
So this is, again, with UDOT. It's for the Service Canal Trail. And this is an active transportation cooperative agreement. So this outlines what the project is and the value of the project. They have $4.5 million for this, and the local entity contribution is $0. So all of the funds to build the trail are coming from the Utah Trail Network, and that's through monies that were set aside by the legislature for trails throughout the city of Utah. Our trail will be the first major trail that will be completed if everything goes smoothly and on schedule. Within this agreement, essentially once the trail is complete, they will turn the trail over to the county, and the county will own the trail and be responsible for maintenance and upkeep on the trail at that point. And then that's what the next agreement's dealing with Vernal City is. They're going to help with that.
Part of it is in the city, though.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes. Part of the trail So north and south, it's about half and half that runs between the county and the city. And then east and west is almost, let's see, I think it's all...
All county?
It's all county. So the county, the trail, the amount of trail overall, the county, once it's done, we'll get the mileage and everything, and we'll see. But it's probably going to be 60-40, something like that, county versus city.
Okay.
Also, just so you're aware, within this agreement, it does talk about that at some point, UDOT or UTN might come and request that, well, they won't request, but they could just come and take over the trail at any point in time. So, which would be okay, I guess, because they could come take over the maintenance and everything on it. So, but that is in there, that they do have that right to do that at some point if it needs to happen.
Okay, I'll call for a motion. It'd be on 7 and 8.
Are you going to do 7, 8, and 9, or just...
Nope, 7 and 8.
Okay. Yeah. I would make a motion to approve the construction license agreement with UDOT for the Service Canal Trail and the Active Transportation Cooperative Agreement with UDOT for the Service Canal Trail as presented.
Any further questions or comments? Call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye.
All right, number 9.
Okay, this is an interlocal agreement with Vernal City for maintenance of the Service Canal Trail. So as we talked about with the last one, the county is agreeing to take over responsibility for the trail. We've worked with the city to partner with the city on those maintenance costs and responsibilities. The city, I believe, approved this at their meeting last week. And so essentially, we broke down some different responsibilities that the city will take care of and that the county will take care of. So the city will take care of emptying the garbage bins along the trail, as well as they will do weed control and vegetation management along the trail. All the associated costs with emptying the bins, the garbage cans, and the weed control will be the responsibility of Vernal City. And then the county will be responsible for picking up any garbage and stuff along the trail, and then snow removal on the trail as well. And the costs associated with those two things would be the responsibility of the county. Any other cost will be split based on the percentage of the trail that's under county jurisdiction and the percentage of the trail that's under Vernal City jurisdiction. And each year, our trails manager will walk the trail with the, I think it's the road department. Let's see here.
It's the trail manager and their street sweeper supervisor.
So it says the Vernal City Streets Supervisor.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they'll walk the trail together and see what maintenance, you know, there is that needs to be done. And then we'd bring that to the county and the city to see if the funds are available to make those changes. So, let's see. The agreement is perpetual. Unless we agree to change, unless both parties agree to make changes to it. And we can't assign our rights or obligations to others without written consent of the other party. So, yeah, I think that's about it on that one.
All right, sir. Any questions, comments, concerns on that? Okay, I'll call for a vote. I mean, a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the interlocal agreement with Vernal City for maintenance of the Service Canal Trail as presented.
I'll call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Sir. And also, I'd like to mention Vernal City was great to work with to, you know, help out with this maintenance, because it trails can be expensive to maintain and different things, but having two different entities on it will make it a little bit easier to manage and stuff. So, and then also keeping eyes on it to make sure that there's not a lot of problems with it. And so it's good. But yeah, they were really good and glad to see it moving forward. So.
Yeah, I also would add that we've already had people from the public that would like to help volunteer to help maintain these trails, yeah. Which will be a big advantage.
And we'll take that.
Yes.
Anybody want to make a public comment?
I'm going to follow the rules.
Obviously.
Derek Cottomillo, you in a conference center. Just so everybody knows, it does sound like it is confirmed that Speaker Schultz will be coming to the conference center December 8th. I just got that confirmation from Kaysen.
At 6 p.m.?
So 6 p.m., yep. Sounds like it'll be at 6 p.m. So just for those watching at home or listening or in attendance, that it'd probably be worth their time to come and check it out. So
okay.
You'll probably be approached, just to give you a heads up, by the GOP party, I would imagine. So they'll probably be reaching out to you. But 6 p.m. at the conference center. So okay. Monday, December 8th. That's all I have.
That was almost your 3 minutes. Thank you. Another reminder also, Quat Trees for Charity coming up this weekend. Please go over. And then we got
Holidays,
Friday. Please come down and have a lot of fun. It is a blast. Anything further?
Adjourned.
We are adjourned. Thank you.